And welcome back. I'm Tom Hall. It's midday, and it's time for our weekly theater review with our good friend Jay Wynn Russick. Hey, Judy, how you doing?
Fine. Glad to be in the house.
Glad to have you in the house. So we're going to talk about Lear. This is a new show at the Single Carrot Theater here in Baltimore. The play is called Lear, but it's not Shakespeare's King Lear. So is there a connection, though? What's the deal here?
Well, it's not King Lear. This is a 2010 play by a very avant-garde Korean-American playwright named Young Jean Lee. Her play is a spin-off of Shakespeare's King Lear. King Lear was the subject of her doctoral dissertation, which she never finished. She became a playwright instead. I want to say up front, this is a very challenging, not always accessible play. It is way out there. Lear never appears. He isn't a character, despite the title. The characters are his three daughters, Goneril, Regan, and Cordelia, and the two sons of his friend Gloucester, Edgar and Edmund. In Shakespeare's play, there's one good daughter and one good son, and the others are evil schemers. Here, all of them are reprehensible human beings. So with that in mind, if you ever wonder...
You're in for a cheery evening, sounds like.
Well, if you ever... Stay with me here. If you ever wondered what the kids are up to after their fathers are shunted out into the storm... Well,
I do wonder that. Well, as a father who's been shunted myself, I do wonder that. Yes, you're right.
Well, according to Young Jean Lee, what they are up to is that they are acting like self-absorbed, spoiled children. I know that isn't the case in your case, Tom. I did bring a clip, and as you'll hear, they speak in 21st century prose. There's no iambic pentameter. The play begins just after Gloucester's eyes have been gouged out in Shakespeare's text.
I'm a bad person.
Why?
I only care about myself.
Everyone is selfish.
I betrayed my father. He's out in the storm with his eyes gouged out.
Our father was a traitor.
Plus, everyone's starting to look fat to me.
What do you mean?
Everyone looks fat. Regan looks fat. You look fat. If someone isn't completely skeletal with no muscle or anything, I think they look fat to me.
That's really evil.
I know.
All right, we have fat shaming in a play that's a take on Lear. It's at Lear over at Single Carrot Theater. So is this like outtakes from King Lear? I mean, is this what ended up on the cutting room floor when Shakespeare wrote it? What's the deal here?
Well, not exactly. I mean, you might expect it to be a little bit like Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, Tom Stoppard's play about two minor characters in Hamlet. It's not quite like that either, although both use modern language. For one thing, this Lear has a much more updated feel. There are references to the ecosystem and to 4th of July fireworks. So it's not outtakes from Shakespeare's tragedy. It's more like Mean Girls and Mean Boys meet King Lear. Also, each actor plays three different characters from three different time periods. Now, let me try to explain this. We have the time period of Shakespeare's play. We have right now, happening in this moment, and we have the time period of a vintage episode of Sesame Street. It's an episode that includes a puppet character, Big Bird. I have to admit, except for the Big Bird puppet, I sometimes had trouble distinguishing between the characters in these latter two time periods. There is a progression in terms of the characters' emotions, but not when they're playing the Shakespeare characters. These characters are, those older characters, those Elizabethan period characters are cruel and childish. Everything is about them and their needs and their wants and their desires. I want to single out the actress Sarasri Das. She plays Goneril, and she plays her as if she were a spoiled prom queen. She's shallow and she talks in a high voice. She's obsessed with appearances. She has this derisive laugh. Paul Diem plays Edgar. He's the good brother in Shakespeare. In this play, he throws a tantrum at one point like a toddler. Another point, he pretends to be a dolphin. Edmund is played by Tim German, and he at one point talks about how he lives very intensely. And when that discussion comes up, Tim German moves like a small child. He's very awkward and impulsive and like a toddler, really.
All right, let me get this straight here. So we have characters from Shakespeare's King Lear and Sesame Street. This sounds like a bad last half hour of the Johnny Carson show in 1979. I mean, so how does Sesame Street figure into this again? What's the deal with that?
Yes.
Big Bird shows up just sort of
for
the heck of it?
And some human Sesame Street characters. It's kind of a mashup of King Lear and Sesame Street. I spent a lot of time trying to sort this out, and I think that the childishness of the adult offspring in Shakespeare may partly explain the inclusion of Sesame Street. Interestingly, the entire Sesame Street section is taken verbatim from a 1983 episode that took place after the death of one of the Sesame Street actors. And another reason that Sesame Street may be included is that Big Bird turns out to have a better understanding of loss and more sympathy than Lear and Gloucester's children do. Young Gene Lee's play contains more verbatim text from Sesame Street than it does from Shakespeare. I brought a clip of that verbatim Sesame Street scene. This is Big Bird learning about death, and you'll hear Tim German as Big Bird.
Big Bird, it'll never be the same without him here. But you know what? We can be really happy that we had a chance to be with him and know him.
Yeah.
And love him a lot while he was here.
Yeah.
And Big Bird, we still have our memories of him.
Well, yeah, memories. That's how I drew this, from memory.
It's good, yeah.
And we can remember him and remember him and remember him as much as we want to. But I don't like it. It makes me feel sad.
We all feel sad, Big Bird.
All right, that's a scene from Lear at the Single Carrot Theater. By the way, really quick, are they in Elizabethan dress for this, or do they hop around? What do they do?
They are in Elizabethan dress in the Shakespearean section. Then it becomes modern dress. The costume's very elaborate, designed by Nikki Siebert, and also very elaborate jeweled wigs. I want to also give a nod to the set, which is an ornate Elizabethan court. We're all sort of in a big Elizabethan tent, audience and actors.
That's nice.
Designed by Alison Campbell. Really lovely.
All right, so Young Jing Lee, does her version of Lear, you know, does it add to our understanding of the Shakespearean characters, you know, or for that matter, I mean, or just our overall understanding? Is that what it's about? Is it about understanding Shakespeare's King Lear better?
I don't think so. It's more like a commentary on what some of Shakespeare's would be like if they were millennials. Young Gene Lee depicts them as privileged, self-centered children of wealth and power. They've gotten what they want, and it has made them miserable. They've abandoned their fathers in a raging storm, and when they bother to think about it at all, their only vague regret is very selfish. They're worried that the same thing could happen to them. Tim German, who we heard as Big Bird, and he also plays Edmund, at the end, he plays a modern-day son. And he has a long monologue about his relationship with his aging father. And German does this with great sincerity. The monologue kind of sums things up too much. But this is where we see that emotional progression that I mentioned earlier. So the characters, the modern day ones, if not the Shakespearean ones, do gain some idea of the consequences of their action. Technically, I guess you would call Young Gene Lee's play a comedy. Although it really defies categorization, it's a very difficult play for the cast, very difficult play for the audience. Director Andrew Peters has his hands full. It's going to be a head-scratcher for a lot of audience members.
All right, that's Lear. It's at the Single Carrot Theater in Baltimore through the 29th of October. Come to WIPR.org/midday, and we'll give you the details about showtimes. And theater critic Jay Wynn Rosick joins me every Thursday afternoon. Next week, we're going to talk about The Color Purple over at the Hippodrome. That'll be fun.
That's right.
All right, I'll see you then. That's it for us today. Coming up on the program tomorrow, it's the Midday News Wrap. Former Democratic primary candidate Heather Mazur will be one of my guests. Plus, I'll speak to Charles Bethea of the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of Maryland History and Culture, African American History and Culture, about their current exhibition of the work of Jacob Lawrence. Lunch today provided by Eddie's of Roland Park. They're a full-service market with locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each day listed on their website, Eddie's of Roland Park. I'm Tom Hall. Appreciate your joining us. Have a great day.